This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And time now for sports. And something amazing happened last night in the NFL. Those replacement refs, they didn't make any bad calls. Not one. Then again, there were no football games last night, unlike the night before.
The game's final play is a Wilson lob to the end zone, which is fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who do they give it to? Touchdown! One guy goes up, touchdown. The other said no time. Still have an official down there in the pile looking.
Looking? Still looking. Looking for what? Well, joining us now to referee this referee mess is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So, Bill, the tape that tape we just heard was from this controversial end of Monday night's NFL game between Green Bay and Seattle. Two referees in the end zone make two different calls at the same moment. One says touchdown, the other says interception. The latest fumble by these replacement refs due to the NFL lockout. What's your take? Where does this go? How do you make sense of this story?
I think if both officials had agreed, and even if they'd gotten the call wrong, we wouldn't be having this conversation. It would just be another wrong call by officials. And you'll remember, perhaps, that in previous seasons, fans have loudly complained about the regular officials getting most things wrong, especially fans who've come out on the wrong side of the betting line.
So you're saying, in this case, Sunday at least afternoon, one of them got it right.
Well, probably. it's kind of like when you're a kid and you spell the word differently all throughout the paper, and you say, look, I got it right here.
So they're 50% better than
exactly.
The regular crew. Well, apparently some of those folks who have a problem with these replacement refs include Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, who was fined by the NFL today for grabbing an official during Sunday night's game against the Baltimore Ravens. So Belichick says he was just trying to get the official's attention. So, Bill, I'm going to reach across the table and grab you to get your attention. Like, what's going on here?
It doesn't matter what his explanation was. You don't grab an official in any game. You don't push an umpire in a baseball game. You don't grab an official in a football game. I was surprised he wasn't suspended, and that may be naive, but I was surprised.
Well, at the game, NBC commentator Al Michaels saw things a little differently.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a few bucks.
Well, try 50,000.
I
mean,
them,
he wasn't
right.
Suspended, but 50,000 still. You don't think that's enough?
Well, the NFL had very recently before this incident had put out a notice warning coaches not to criticize the officials. And I don't think they explicitly said, don't grab the officials as they run by just because you want to get their attention, but they shouldn't have to. So, yes, I was surprised.
Bill, even President Obama is weighing in on the NFL referee lockout. He tweeted yesterday, NFL fans on both sides of the aisle hope the refs lockout is settled soon. Any predictions when the president will be satisfied?
The last time I looked at the television screen, there were predictions that this would end perhaps in time for the regular officials to return on Sunday or this weekend. And if that happens, I just feel sorry for the first regular official who blows a call.
Well, at least we can safely say that the officials, replacement or not, will probably still have a higher approval rating than Congress. but moving on now to another sports, let's talk a little bit about the Red Sox, who will be playing their final home game of the 100-year anniversary Fenway season tonight.
And what a season it's been, Bill. The first losing season since 1997, and it made for a bit of an awkward pregame ceremony last night. I mean, here we have a truly awful team ending a truly awful season at home, and what do the Sox do? They throw a party with the heroes from the 2004 World Series team. That sounds like a good...
Wouldn't you?
What's going on here?
And duck boats.
Duck boats. Yeah. Terry Francona, Pedro Martinez, Tim Wakefield, Nomar Garciaparra, who I guess there was there for a little part of 2004. But was this just a huge exercise in distraction?
I couldn't have put it better. You have to do something to end this season-long celebration, and you certainly don't want to highlight your place in the American League East. So,
right. We were number one before. We were number one.
Several
before.
Years ago, we won the World Series.
But to distract people from whom? There's nobody at the games anymore anyway. But Bill, I do have to ask you, though, any predictions? Well, let's just pretend that the season's over, okay? We're going to pretend that. So any predictions for next season? New manager, new lineup?
I would be kind of surprised if there isn't a new manager. I think that Bobby Valentine certainly doesn't deserve all the blame for what's happened this season, but the old cliche in baseball and other sports is you can't fire the team, so you fire the manager. And I wouldn't be surprised if that happened. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw an awful lot of new faces as well. There are a lot of guys on the Red Sox who have distinguished themselves as not particularly desirable presences in the clubhouse or on the field in the case of some of the pitchers.
Anthony, does that give you hope?
Oh, always hope. And by springtime, hope will be springing eternally, as it is wont
to
do.
Otherwise, you wouldn't be a Sox fan.
It will fully bloom, I'm sure.
Phil Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Thank you so much, as always.
My pleasure, Anthony. Thank you.
You can hear Only a Game right here on WBUR on Saturdays at 7 in the morning and again at 7 p.m.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com.
Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Amory Sievertson, Melissa Galvez, and Dina Rosendorf. We have production help this week from Aisha Siddiqui.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.